Welcome to Asphalt Talk, a podcast by and for asphalt professionals. Join our expert hosts as they tackle real industry issues to pave a smoother way for asphalt suppliers and producers. This podcast is sponsored by MAPA, the Missouri Asphalt Pavement Association. Founded to promote quality and accountability, MAPA has been serving the asphalt producers of Missouri since 1990. And now a public service announcement from our sponsor, May Create Design. Google Translate doesn't work for web designer to paving company translations. You say hot mix and it thinks you're talking about the latest snack craze. Wouldn't it be nice to work with a designer who knows the difference between binders and bitumen? Work with folks who have been speaking your language for the past 17 years. Visit maycreate.com. That's M-A-Y-E-create.com. Because if you think your website sucks, so does everyone else.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Asphalt Talks. I'm your host, Rick Bierman, with the Missouri Asphalt Pavement Association. Today, we're sitting down with a special guest, Reed Lowe, from Reed Lowe 34 Events. We're going to be talking today about the upcoming MAPA Summer Social, kind of a unique turn this year. Reed's going to be our keynote speaker, but even more special, he's going to stick around with us for the full day and then be our auctioneer that evening. So that will be a pretty unique experience for all of us in attendance. So with that, I'd like to just kind of take a minute and introduce Reed and let him tell us a little bit about himself. Reed, thanks for joining us today.
Yeah, thanks, Rick. Really excited to jump in and be a part of this when you guys first reached out. And we had our first conversations about being a keynote speaker, and I started asking a few more questions and then kind of let you guys know what I do for a living. It was cool to kind of watch it all come together. And then you throw the fact in that I was in the industry in auctions and equipment sales for 13 years after my pro hockey career ended is going to be even more fun. So I look forward to hopefully knowing some people that are going to be there. And hopefully if there's a few of you out there that were thinking maybe you aren't going to come and you might want to come and say hello, I'd love to see you. Because I tell you, I don't miss the daily grind of selling equipment, but I do miss the industry. I miss the people. I miss, you know, going to job sites and watching things happen. So I'm really looking forward to being a part of this and telling some stories about how this young kid from Moose Jaw, Saskatchewan, made his way down to St. Louis and the journey, the three-year journey that it took once I got drafted and signed by the Blues to make it here and then to be able to stick around here. And then most people will boo when I tell them I finished my career off with the Chicago Blackhawks, but beggars can't be choosy. And then just a little bit about what transition's like when you've done something for 31 years of your life and now you're asked to go do something completely different. How do you handle that? How do you cope with that? What are the trials and tribulations that come along with that? And then just, you know, the rest of the story. You know, there's a lot of crazy things as I look back on making the NHL and being a professional athlete. And then how I compare that and how I live with that in my life today. And as I walk through my 13 to 15 years in your guys' industry and how I transitioned out of that and chose to do something a little bit different and be a part of charity organizations and helping them raise more money than they potentially were before I came around. So it's been fun. There's some fun. There's going to be some funny stuff. There might be a tear or two shed too, because I like to be vulnerable and have it all, you know, open the chest cavity up and hopefully help the situation.
Very cool. You know, that's a couple of the things that you said in there that I think is going to be kind of unique and special for your attendance. There'll be half of, well, I don't know, I'm just throwing out a number, but half of the audience here that hears Reed Lowe and thinks, oh, cool, Reed Lowe, the hockey player, is going to be there. And then there's going to be the other half of our audience that's going to say, oh, cool, I haven't seen Reed in a few years. I bought XYZ from him. It'll be good to catch back up with that guy. So, yeah. You know, there's going to be some folks that probably are like, wait a minute, you played hockey? I didn't know that.
Yeah. You know, it's funny.
Say, you sold equipment? Holy crap. I thought you just beat people up for a living.
Yeah. It's funny because when I first got into the industry, I would go in and tell people, hey, how you doing? My name's Reed Lowe. I'm with Ritchie Brothers. And then they'd be like, are you sure? Or the next day, or the next time I saw them, they'd be like, hey, what about the Blues? I'm like, what about the Blues? We're talking about the Blues. So it's like I said, it's not something that I hide from, but it's definitely not something that I lead with. I enjoy it. I enjoy talking hockey when the time's pertinent, but it's also doesn't always have to be about that with me. There's other things that I'm good at and I live through and for, that I enjoy conversating about as well. So, and I'll tell you, like, I learned so much and I met so many amazing people working in the 13 years in the industrial and construction, auction and sales. So I'm looking forward to hanging out with you guys. Really looking forward to checking these go-karts out. I haven't been on one of those before, so I'm gonna come spend the day with you guys and kind of just come slide into your world. So I'm even thankful for that. I when we were talking about whether or not we were going to get this together, you know, that was one of the things that I said, like, I'm going to be there in the morning, in the afternoon, and heck, might as well just come hang out with you and mingle and be able to have some one-on-one conversations and maybe answer some more questions and have a real interactive moment for everybody to kind of get a chance to have some conversations that are a little bit less staged group and more one-on-one.
Yeah. And I think that's, you kind of touched on a few things and, you know, again, just to kind of remind everybody that, you know, registration is open on the website, and it's for the summer social that we have coming up here in July. So and Reed's going to spend the full, like he said, he's going to spend the full day with us. So after the keynote speech that he gives, I think the next item on the agenda for those that haven't seen it yet is we're going to be heading over to Gateway National, and they've got some high speed go karts and. Well, the association has some experience with those go-karts. I think most everybody's probably heard the stories, but our board of directors was over there last fall, and everybody had such a good time doing those go-karts. We decided, hey, if Summer Social is going to be back in St. Louis this summer, we should look at doing that again. So Reed's kind of excited when I was telling him the story this morning about what, you know, how that all went, and he's excited to be able to spend that day with us. So again, that's another kind of a unique experience for those that are going to be in attendance. You know, a lot of times our keynote speaker shows up, you know, gives his hour long presentation or whatever, sells a few books, you know, hugs a few people, you know, waves, and that's the last you see of them. So it's going to be kind of a very unique experience for us this year with somebody like Reed, who's going to spend the day with us. And like he said, you know, he's going to be able to go over and do the go-karts, hang out for the happy hour, you know, do his thing for the dinner and the auction, and then stick around and throw some cornhole with us that evening. So it'll be a full day of all of us having a chance to not only hear his story, you know, but I think when folks hear that, they see that, like you mentioned, that vulnerability that makes you approachable as the day goes on. And it's like, okay, you know, this will be a good opportunity for folks to ask you kind of maybe, I know you're going to share kind of the microphone story, if you will, but there, I'm sure some folks will have, you know, some of the things you say may personally resonate with somebody who's struggling with something, who does, you know, who may not want to raise their hand in the middle of a presentation and say, hey man, that really hits home with me. What about this? But you being there for the full day, I think we'll give that opportunity for that person to pull you aside and say, hey, you know, when you talked about XYZ, that really resonated with me. And, you know, I really appreciate that. Or I've got another question for you, something like that. So I think that's something that can really bring additional value to you, you taking your time away from your day to spend the full day there with us.
Yeah, without question. I think that, you know, part of, you know, who I am today is sharing a story of some tremendous highs and some tremendous lows, pardon the pun, that come along with the life that, you know, was chosen for me, or that I chose, or however you want to look at it, maybe a little bit of both. And understanding that there's days I look back and I can't even believe that I did what I did. Like, I seriously have to pinch myself, and then I forget because my post-concussion syndrome kicks in a little bit. and I blame that on everything. Every time I forget something, well, I got post-concussion syndrome. No big deal.
Can I borrow that whenever my wife, you know, reminds me of something that I forgot?
I forgot. Sorry. This is what happens after you get punched in the head 10,000 times. But yeah, no, it's, it's going to be fun day. It's going to be fun. I said, hopefully somebody can walk away with something. Maybe people will pick different pieces and parts of it to resonate with, but I really do. I'm a people person. I love to be around people. It's what I do for a living. I just finished doing 7 auctions in 10 days and I had 6 auction or 5 auctions in 6 days in that middle of that. So that's part of what I do. So to be able to kind of have the opportunity to tell a story and tell my story of, you know, 1 in 5 million kids makes the NHL. And trust me, there was nobody in Moose Jaw, Saskatchewan that thought I was going to do it. And then to actually accomplish that and some of the funny, crazy stories from high school and high school teachers that tried to embarrass me in class mathematically on how I wasn't going to do it and how that story came out after. There's some fun stuff along the way that we can share with people. But hopefully there's some motivation and some understanding that regardless of failure, we always have the opportunity to learn and win again. And that's truly, you know, what I come to at the end of it is, you know, it's always going to be okay.
Perfect. Yeah. You know, I don't want to give away too much, here in this conversation that would take away from that speech. So I don't want to ask you too many questions, but well, you know, another thing that you just kind of mentioned it about high school and when we first talked to you and we talked about your story, you know, one of the things that resonated with a few of the emerging leaders that were having the conversation with you was, you know, all the adversity that you faced, you know, not only, you know, in your hockey career, but then, you know, making that transition, you know, you're like, okay, well now hockey's done. And, you know, yeah, I made a lot of money, but I spent a lot of money. So unfortunately I can't just, you know, hang up the skates and go live on the beach and how you transitioned and then came into our industry. And then, you know, you were successful in our industry. You were good at your job. And then to go hear you tell the story of, my God, this guy didn't even graduate high school. Holy cow. Yeah. How does somebody do that? And how do you, you know, how does one, because that's you know, and nobody would know that, right? Having, you know, I've had this conversation with you a handful of times now. You're articulate, you know, you're vulnerable, you're obviously intelligent, you know, so to think, oh my gosh, how did this guy go from, you know, not graduating high school to, you know, having the success that you did, not only as an athlete, but as a professional as well, is I think something that we all kind of look forward to hearing that inspiration and taking that to, so the next time, like, gosh, you know, if I think I can't do something, well, that's just me making an excuse, man. I need to find a way.
Find a way to overcome adversities without question. I've been living in that my whole life. And so it almost becomes the will and the way. And, you know, I ran into a moment later in my equipment career where I was getting promoted and going to be getting a job on a lower level executive area. And, you know, I told the guy, well, I just wanted to make sure that, you know, you see, there's there's no record of anything under education. That's because there is none. And his reaction to me, and then what had to be done after that. So it's a fun story. It was probably one of the biggest grinds I ever had to do in my life, especially at the age of 40 to go back and get a high school education. But I did it, and I actually did pretty good. I was a B+ student. So, but the story's fun. It's interesting. And even the earlier part of the story where why I didn't graduate, you know, it's not because I only took 3 years of college high school. I was in high school for 5 years and still didn't get it done. So, yeah. There's some intricacies inside of that on why and when, but, you know, it's, listen, you know, there's a lot of people in this world that have done great things that didn't have a high school education. So, not that high school is not important. And I told all 4 of my kids, I'm like, listen, just get it, you know, just get it. Because I missed an opportunity by not getting mine in hockey. Now I ended up making the NHL anyways, but we'll save some of that
save it for Thursday, right? Let people
tease them up a little bit here.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, you know, those of us that are old enough to remember back in the old commercials, I think it was like Time Life or something had a series of informational books that they would sell. And, you know, people would start asking questions and they'd say, read the book, you know? So if you want to know the rest of the story, show up to the summer social. So
gotta come.
For folks, just want to kind of remind everybody that, you know, that's what we're talking about here is the Map of Summer Social that's coming up July 16th through the 18th. Again, registration is open and can be found on the MAPA website. And I'm sure if you're listening to this, you've gotten a few of the emails already too, just reminding you. So, you know, if you want to come hear some more of Reed's stories, you know, come join us at that summer social. And I think even more impressive than, you know, the stories are cool. And I'm really looking forward to hearing those. I guess what I didn't realize until, you know, you shared some of the videos and examples of Reed Lowe, the auctioneer. And I know you said it was not something that, you know, again, you didn't go to school for it. You didn't realize you really had the gift until you started doing it. And people were like, holy cow, this guy can really do this. And then you were like, wait a minute. I think you said before, you know, you were doing it just to be a good guy and you thought it was kind of cool. And now all of a sudden people started wanting to pay you to do it. And you're like, wait a minute, you get paid to do this stuff?
let's revisit this conversation, you know? So like third generation auctioneer. And never in a million years when I got out of hockey did I think that this would be where I am. But it's amazing and crazy where God places you and what your opportunities are. Just kind of fell in my lap. So I don't do a lot of marketing and advertising. Typically when I get done, there's at least one or two people that come up to me and are like, how do I get a hold of you to do this? I've got something else. And that's just kind of how it's grown. And it's a full-time job for me. And not COVID kind of got in the way because I really started this about 2019 and then COVID got in the way. So it's really only been about 2.5 years. And now it's getting into even more where I've had repeat customers come back year over year. And they're actually asking me to kind of be more than an auctioneer, help them consult the event, bring different things to the table. I see some things I did 67 auctions last year. So, and I'm probably do 90 this year. And so when you take a look at doing that much, you see everything from a small little golf tournament to an association putting on an event for a couple of days to Catholic galas where you have 450 Catholics just getting ripped up and you're trying to keep a crowd quiet. It's just not the easiest thing in the world to do. But it's a lot of fun and I enjoy the people. And typically I'm a big loud person. So if I ask you to be quiet nicely at two or three times and you don't, and
you have a way of
then you're on your own.
Yeah. All of us are like, hey, please be quiet. I said, please be quiet. And you've got a way of I don't think you heard me.
I don't think your ears are working. But yeah, it's
that's really exciting. We're really kind of looking forward to that. So that the auction that we're talking about, that's going to be on that Thursday that Reed's going to be with us, the 17th of July at the Summer Social. And the auction, again, this is, I want to say, probably the fifth or sixth year that we've done the Summer Social auction that benefits the MAPA Emerging Leaders. And the MAPA Emerging Leaders are the subcommittee within the association that is you know, some organizations call it young leaders or, you know, and we kind of wanted to brand this, not necessarily putting an age on it, because, you know, when I came into this industry, you know, like you said, Reed, you made a transition. You were 40 years old and I was in my mid 40s whenever I switched over from, you know, corporate America into this wonderful world of asphalt. And I, you know, at that point, I knew that asphalt was black and that was about it. So, you know,
hot.
I was very much emerging. And, you know, I used that group of folks that was also emerging with me. And now, you know, we've got another group coming through. And so it's the group that is, you know, no matter how old they are, they're emerging within the industry. And they're some of them are, you know, low level leaders. Some of them are mid management, you know, and they're just, these are the folks that are dedicated to themselves, to their companies, and to the industry, and they're looking to grow. So, and part of what we use the funds for is to sponsor some networking events and some things to get these guys together. But also, even more importantly, is some of the personal and professional development that the organization sponsors. And we're kind of in the middle of a new professional development curriculum this year, and that is a 4-part building series. And we've had one part already. We'll have 3 more virtual sessions, and then we will conclude that with a in-person session at this year's annual conference. So that's part of what the funds get used for, but I just kind of wanted to give everybody that information as they're thinking, as we're sitting here talking about, well, what's this auction for and what does it benefit? It benefits the association and some of our emerging members of that association. And one of the, you know, we always have some really cool items. We have some experiences that we try to put in there, some trips and things like that. But one of the events that I think I really wanted to talk about today with you was, you know, when we finalized all this and got it to where we could make this happen, that you could join us, you said, oh yeah, and by the way, I've got an experience that I can donate to the association as part of my give back. And that is a couple of tickets into the Blues Alumni Suite. So those will be available at that auction. And as Reed explained to us, that this is not your average suite. As I said, it's the Blues Alumni Suite. And it's not something that you can call up to the ticket office and say, hey, you know, I've got a blank check here. I want to go sit with these guys. I want to go sit with Reed and Keith Kachuk. And, you know, I mean, you can probably rattle off a lot of the alumni that are typically around St. Louis, that have made St. Louis their home, that are at these games a lot. And, you know, a blank check doesn't get you in there. And the only way that you can get in there is through events like this, where, you know, chosen alumni can choose to, you know, give these as gifts and things to organizations like ours. So, you know, if this is something that I think folks should be really excited about, the opportunity to come bid on.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. You know, in 2012, the Blues were purchased by 17 members of the St. Louis community. And other than having a lot of money in the bank to buy the team, the only other prerequisite was that they're a hockey fan, that they were either a season ticket holder or a box holder or in some way, shape or form involved in St. Louis, so that they could push the cap and win a Stanley Cup. And, you know, a lot of people see the St. Louis Blues and the St. Louis Blues alumni. And, you know, we're obviously in the community quite a bit. There's over 40 of us that live and have retired in St. Louis. And, you know, Paul Stastny just came back. Alex Steen's the general manager now. Brian Elliott's, you know, talking about coming back. There's a handful of guys over the last 4 or 5 years that are talking about coming back. And so that's exciting in itself. One of the things that the public doesn't know, that we used to have this little box that held 12 people upstairs, and then there was this huge party suite next door to it. So they knocked a hole in the wall and basically gave us the whole thing. So there's 48 tickets up there, plus there's about 8 standing room tickets, and 25 of those tickets every single night get donated to somebody in the greater St. Louis area, an association, a charity organization, you know, something like that. And then we reserve the rest for the Blues alumni and their families. So this is where the guys sit. This is where we go to watch a hockey game. There's pictures everywhere. There's a full bar, wine, spirits, water, beer. And then there's food available up there as well. So these will be all inclusive tickets. And again, it's an experience, not just tickets, because these tickets are not just easy to come by. You gotta have somebody, you know, that might have a couple in their pocket to make it happen. So I assure you, it's where I go watch the games. You know, I always tell people I work a lot on weekends, so I can never guarantee that I will be there, but you know, if calendars work out and you can make it happen on a day that I can make it happen, then I'd be more than happy to join you as well.
That sounds amazing. I don't think I can afford to buy them, but I sure hope somebody could buy them for me and take me as their guest. Right.
That's so right.
I'm really looking forward to having you join us for the day. I think these tickets are an exciting, you know, event that it, you know, in and of itself is a reason to, even if you can't join us, you know, I mean, obviously I realize that it is the middle of July, it's paving season, there's a lot going on, everybody is very busy. So I realize that you might not be available on in July 16th through the 18th, but even if you can't, there's going to be you know, not only these tickets, but there's going to be a lot of other experiences and items that I think you might be interested in. So make sure to have a proxy bidder in the room, if you will. So I really encourage everybody to join us. With that, Reed, is there anything else that you can think of? Any other reasons or anything that you could tell somebody that's still on the fence? Like, yeah, you know, I'm a little busy. I might not make it, but you know, hey, I think I still might try to buy those tickets. But why else should they? I know you're going to be around the whole day, and I'm sure you got some stories too that you could share over a beer that might not include a microphone.
Yeah, there's definitely some stories that are non-microphone worthy. But I think it's important. We're all busy. And one of the things that I'm trying to do in my life right now is slow it down a little bit and enjoy the ride. And, you know, these opportunities come around every year. And I think sometimes we got to recognize for ourselves that, hey, it's time for me to take a little bit of a break, get into the world, and really you're collaborating, you're talking with people, you're building relationships. So you can look at this as an experience in itself to be able to come and take the time away from work if you have the means to do it and the ability to do it. Or, you know, if you're sending somebody from your work, make sure you send a checkbook with them so that I can help raise some funds for you guys. But, you know, I think these for me, I get excited. And I always used to get excited when Ritchie Brothers and Favorite Cat, where I worked, would be a part of these things, and they would spend the money to come and sponsor to do whatever. And we got an opportunity to come meet people and be a part of the community and to see how it goes. So yeah, I know that I'm excited. I know that I'll be there all day Thursday and get to meet a lot of people and share some stories and hear some stories, because everyone's got a story about their first time at the hockey rink or meeting somebody or whatever. So it's not just me sharing stories. It's being able to listen to other people's stories and laugh and enjoy it. So if you're on the fence, I assure you're going to have a good time. Come on out and hang out with us for a couple of days and make this happen.
That's perfect. You know, and that's you really you hit on it there. And, you know, you talked about it when you talked about the transition in your career. And it's something that has resonated with me since the day I started this job. Also, what I think when people I talk to ask about what I do, and I kind of explain it, and then I talk about the industry. And the number one thing that I think stands out the most to me about our industry is the relationships. It's the people that are in this industry and those relationships that they have. And there's no better time to deepen those relationships than events like this, where you have the opportunity to, like you said, you know, we're all busy, you know, but if you can carve out a couple of days away from the office and be able to spend it with, you know, with folks, with your peers, you know, from around the state, and get to do that in an environment like this where everybody's having a little bit of fun, but you're also, you know, it gives you the opportunity to talk shop, bounce ideas off of each other. You know, that's something that I think I've also experienced with this association that I think is wonderful. You know, they're not afraid to share information with each other. You know, it's not proprietary. We're not doing, you know, we're not doing anything crazy out here. We're building good quality roads. So I think if you can take the time, come join us, folks. We really look forward to seeing you. Again, the event is the Asphalt Pavement Association Summer Social. It's Wednesday, July 16th through Friday, the 18th. We've got golf event on Wednesday. We got dinner at Busch Stadium. We're going to have dinner on the field. So that's going to be a really cool experience, especially for, I mean, who doesn't know who the St. Louis Cardinals are, and an opportunity to eat dinner on the field. That doesn't come around all that often. And then we've spent the last 30 minutes or so discussing about all the events for Thursday. So you can see we've got a full couple of days packed up for folks. And Friday, there's just breakfast Friday morning and head home. So it's really kind of, two and a half days of being there with all your friends. So really encourage everybody to join us. And Reed, I really appreciate you taking time today to sit down with us. I know you've taken time already to share this story with the emerging leaders. They're very excited to be hosting you. And I hopefully folks that are here listening to this or have built some excitement about meeting you coming up in July.
I'm excited for it too. And so we'll just keep chipping away and I'll see you guys. We still got an auction list to build, so I'm sure I'll be having some more conversations with you, but excited for it as well. And we'll see everybody on the 17th.
Sounds good. I want to thank everybody for listening to Asphalt Talk. It's the podcast for and by asphalt professionals. If you've enjoyed listening and learned something, please leave a review. Your review helps us connect with other professionals like yourself so we can keep the conversation going.
1992 called, they want their website back. Stop apologizing for your crappy site and stop working with that company who thinks hot mix is the latest snack craze. Work with folks who have been speaking your language for the past 17 years. And get a website that's not a gigantic pain in the you-know-what to build. Visit maycreate.com, that's maycreate.com, for a free consultation and quote. Because if you think your website sucks, so does everyone else.